I'm sipping something warm, spicy, and inviting from Celestial Seasonings. They're 100% natural harvest spice herbal tea. It has no caffeine, so it's perfect for nighttime. The spicy, sweet, delicious natural flavors make my taste buds tingle, but it has no caffeine, so it won't make my brain buzzy. So, enjoy a warm mugful of Celestial Seasonings Harvest Spice Herbal Tea. It'll make your night spicier, but you won't toss and turn because it has no caffeine. Have a celestial night.
Wow, that Celestial Seasonings Harvest Spice sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Especially the 100% natural part. Because you know what? Not all herbal teas are 100% natural. For instance, Good Earth Original Flavor has artificial flavor in it. Says so right on the box. Why would you drink herbal tea with something that's not natural in it, like artificial flavor? Sort of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? So put down that Good Earth Original and try Celestial Seasonings Harvest Spice. It tastes terrific, and it's totally natural. Plus, it has no caffeine, so it's perfect for nighttime. By the way, have a celestial night.
Did you know that 90% of all hysterectomies are unnecessary?
I did not know that.
That's an amazing statistic.
Really, Ruth?
Find out why this is true tomorrow at 11 o'clock with me on the Ruth Kozlak Show, right here on WCCO News Talk 830.
I'll be tuned, won't you, Ma? I never miss Ruthie's show. She's just wonderful. Okay. We're at 18 now, past 4 o'clock on WCCO 830. 16 is our temp. 4 to 6 inches of new snow tomorrow. Mike Lunch is upgraded from 2 to 4 to 4 to 6 tomorrow. So then we will probably get the snow emergency route business. No parking on snow emergency routes in Minneapolis from blah, blah until blah, blah. Then the next day you'll be hearing on WCCO radio, anybody that parks on the right-hand side of the street on odd-colored days and drives Mercedes-Benzes or BMWs will not be allowed to park at all for 2 weeks. They will be hearing that.
This
yes,
week's
sir.
This Hammer Special at Walser Ford, a white 93 Ford Crown Victoria LX loaded 15,000 miles, just $16,995, discounted $7,000. Walser Ford, Highway 136th Street, St. Louis Park.
This is Cannon, and I've got Morgan Mundane with us, and I'd like a prediction on tonight's game in Bloomington, Indiana.
Hoosiers at home. Against the Gophers. Last year, the Gophers were victimized by a five-second call on McDonald in the closing moments of the game when Minnesota had a chance to score two and go ahead and win it. They call him for not moving the ball ahead within 5 seconds. Now they've done away with that rule. But in any event, it crippled Minnesota's chances to win the game last year. And also increases the skepticism that we have here in Minnesota that the referees are against every team that wears a Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Minnesota insignia.
Do you believe in that that theory, Morg?
Yes, I do. I also believe that Jack Kennedy was not killed by one man alone. I also believe that Bobby Kennedy was killed by a mob instead of that Saran. And I also believe that this station is being undermined by a bunch of locusts that are secreted high up in the management suite, and nobody but you and I are aware of them locusts eating away at the ratings and everything else. I believe.
Attention appliance shoppers. Don's Appliance announces an opportunity alert. It's Don's Appliance Inventory Reduction Sale. They need the business, and they're sacrificing to get it. They're forced to blow out excess inventory at low, low prices on the best brand names like KitchenAid. Revered for quality in dishwashers since 1949, and now with a full line of appliances, KitchenAid now on sale. And you'll also receive Don's great service, including free removal of your old appliance and free delivery. But hurry, the inventory reduction sale ends Saturday, January 29th. Save now at all four Don's Appliance locations in Burnsville, at County Road 42 and 35W, in the Columbia Heights, Mall Columbia Heights, and 77.5 at Colfax, just off Highway 494 at Lindale in Richfield. And stop by the newest Don's Appliance, just north of 694 on Highway 81 in Brooklyn Park. Don's Appliance Inventory Reduction Sale, going on now through Saturday, January 29th.
Football on Sunday. The Super Bowl on WCCO at 5:20 in the afternoon from Atlanta, GA. There'll be a pro football special on WCCO radio prior to that. And today, the players were talking to the media in Atlanta. And Dallas Cowboys fullback Darryl Johnson says he sort of wishes that the Buffalo Bills had won in one of their trips to the three previous Super Bowls so they would not be so hungry this time.
Linebacker Charles Haley echoes that thought, saying the Bills are a good team and know they can beat the Cowboys. These guys are really blowing smoke, aren't they, Morgan?
Hell, yeah, I think so, yeah. You gotta, you know, any of this stuff that they talk about prior to the game is blowing smoke. No matter if it's the Cowboys or Buffalo, whoever's saying it. All right.
Meanwhile, the Buffalo players seem to be ignoring their three Super Bowl losses as well as their victory over Dallas during this year's regular season. They're just talking about playing football on Sunday. Dallas Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson said that he would have a similarly potent team even if he hadn't gotten Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, that he would have gotten other people who could have played as well. What do you think, Morg?
I think Jimmy Johnson saying stuff like that has whiffed too much hairspray.
We're checking traffic now. We're doing it for KARE Channel 11. Here's Dean Spratt.
Well, it continues to go well this afternoon, Steve, all around the metro. The traffic level certainly picking up, as is typical, but we're not really having big problems with incidents and accidents and that sort of thing. A little bit of road spray, but the roads have kind of recovered, and so far this afternoon, everybody's doing pretty well. Let's go up to the Twin Cities only traffic helicopter, Jerry Peterson.
And we're looking down at 35E northbound right now, where you'll find it heavy and slow as you come up across the Cayuga Bridge, but it looks like the speeds pick up once you get past Maryland Avenue and pretty much stay that way as you move up into the 694 Commons. 35W northbound, moderately heavy and running smoothly so far anyway from Highway 36 up to Highway 10. That's shop ratio traffic.
You heard it on Cannon on WCCO.
Good afternoon, I'm Pat Miles. Tonight at 6 on KARE 11 News, alleged bribery in public housing. Two employees of the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority were arrested this afternoon. We'll have complete details on the investigation at 6. Plus, what are the latest new ideas for the Target Center? We'll tell you. Also, I'll be in the backyard showing you your tax dollars at work. You're helping to save beautiful rare swans. And if you can't make it to the boat show, we'll give you a preview. These stories and more on KARE 11 News at 6.
You're raising children. Are you like your parents? Were they strict or easy? Some say strict discipline is the key to a child's future. Others allow kids to set their own rules. How much authority is too much? How much is not enough? Could your decision affect their behavior forever? Find out how families in Minnesota are handling the discipline of parenthood. Tonight at 10 on KARE 11 News.
We've got the Cannon mess going here at WCCO Radio. Want to get in Mike Lunch now. Mike has a snow report.
Yes, I do. 123 days left of the possible snow season, by the way. We have some infamous low pressure coming at us from the south, and that's going to bring us some snow. Overnight, low tonight in the Twin Cities, about 13 degrees. Not much snow tonight, maybe some flurries. And then tomorrow morning, especially around 8, 9 o'clock, snow will be developing, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Could be as much as 4 inches in the Twin Cities, maybe up to 6 inches in some spots. Heavier snow to the south of the Twin Cities and extreme southern Minnesota, maybe 10 inches down there. Our high tomorrow about 24 degrees, and then gradual clearing on Friday. Flurries in the morning and a high of 25. Right now at Rice Park in downtown St. Paul, cloudy and 16 degrees. The St. Paul Winter Carnival starts tomorrow. Brainerd now cloudy and 12 above. Chicagoland partly cloudy and 25. And right now cloudy skies, 14 degrees at Carlstad, Minnesota, outside of Swanson's Meat Market.
Swanson's Meat Market. I bet they got those really good porterhouse steaks.
Ooh,
there.
Wonderful, yes.
Where is this town?
Carlstad is up in the northwestern part of the state.
Oh, near, yes. Thief River Falls.
Yes, sir. They might have jerky at Swanson's Meat Market, too.
Of course.
Venison jerky.
Mm-hmm.
In the Twin Cities now. East winds at 20. Skies are cloudy, and it's 16.
The Cannon mess. 426, 16 degrees. We bring you basketball tonight at 7 from Assembly Hall at Bloomington, Indiana. The Gophers against the Hurrying Hoosiers. Ray Christensen will be Mike's side. Now, during that last commercial or so, we got to talking here on the show, Ma Linger, Backlash, LaRue, Morgan Mundane, and myself, and I was telling them about when I played golf down in Naples, Florida, and went into the clubhouse later, and the guys were talking about their worst, the worst instances of cheating witnessed at a golf course. Dig it? So I just wanted to continue with this. I asked Morgan, he doesn't play golf, and I asked Lash, and he came up with one, and I told one, Ma, what's the worst attempt of cheating that you have witnessed at a golf course?
Well, I'd have to say it was my ex-husband, Pierre, with his secretary on the eighth hole.
Celebrate the start of another season of Minnesota Twins and Golden Gopher Baseball by attending the first annual Minnesota Baseball Banquet. Join Tom Kelly, John Anderson, Paul Molitor, Twins players, and U of M professional baseball alumni. The Minnesota Baseball Banquet will be Wednesday, February 2nd at 5:30 p.m. at the Radisson Metrodome. For tickets, call the U of M Williams Fund at 625-1001. All proceeds benefit the Twins Community Fund and the University Williams Scholarship Fund.
We have the Cannon Miss in session, 427, and that's our time here at WCCO, and our temp is 16. Listen up, guy. Life is about to get easier. The Fashion Association, an international trade organization, unveiled its spring previews last week, and the findings are sweet. Wrinkle-free fashions, genuine workwear, and drawstring pants are on the horizon. The trend toward wrinkle-resistant fashions is the most revolutionary. You say we haven't had permanent press clothes since the 60s? Well, this is different. Permanent press has to be a mostly polyester blend. Wrinkle-resistant is on mostly cotton blend, so you get the breathability, the soil release properties, and the softness of the touch of cotton. And it doesn't feel like a plastic shirt. Now, Van Heusen has spawned a new species of dress shirts they call corporate casual shirts. They incorporate the new wrinkle-resistant technology, which is a chemical process, and respond to the sweeping trend of dressing down. That's what guys are doing now. Not dressing up, dressing down. Nearly 60% of Fortune 500 companies have at least one dress casual day. That was in 1992. In 1991, it was 40%. The new corporate casual shirts that Van Heusen unveiled will hit the market for Father's Day. They're a natural. After the $60 million success of Haggar's wrinkle-free cotton pants and shorts that they introduced in 1992. So you can say goodbye to laundry bills. If you're going to make the Friday switch from heavily starched shirts to wrinkle-resistant styles, you'll be happy to find shirts sized like dress shirts, but styled like sports shirts. Traditionally, dress shirts have come in exact color and sleeve sizes. If you call 34, 35 inches exact, well, sports shirts have come in small, medium, and large. Van Heusen's new corporate casual shirts will be sized like dress shirts, but come in sporty styles with texture, pockets, and band collars. So if you feel that you've been restricted in shirts and suits and sport coats and slacks, there are new days dawning for people who have to wear suits. They're going to be more casual. All the clothes, more casual. All right, it is now 4:30, and it's time for the news here on the Cannon Mess. Then we'll come back with the Oracle, Sidney Hartman, on Cannon over WCCO.
Sunday, the Buffalo Bills face the defending world champions, the Dallas Cowboys, in Super Bowl 28 at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta.
Over the middle, touchdown!
And the only place you can hear the excitement of Super Bowl Sunday is News Talk 830 WCCO.
That was easy!
WCCO Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Rhonda Kincheloe. It is 4:30. The temperature is 16 degrees under a cloudy sky. We have this weather note. A winter storm watch is being posted for the Twin Cities for tomorrow. That's Thursday. Forecasters predict 4 to 6 inches of snow. There's also a winter storm warning for the area south of the Twin Cities, and there is a prediction for 5 to 10 inches of snow in that area. We'll have the 5-day forecast coming up. The Minneapolis City Council's meeting to study 4 proposals regarding a possible buyout of the Target Center. Each group was given about 25 minutes to outline its proposal to buy the financially strapped center. The arena is home to the Minnesota Timberwolves. One proposal calls for the Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission to contribute money to the buyout. But Commission Chair Henry Savalcool says the Target Center is an issue the city must deal with.
The city of Minneapolis has recognized that it's a serious problem, and since the commission has no current existing legislative authority to deal with the issue, we have backed off and have basically recognized that the city of Minneapolis has a responsibility, and they are expected to move forward to deal with the problem.
The city council says it is willing to get involved in the buyout issue, but the arena's owners have not yet opened their financial books. Minnesota state lawmakers are a step ahead of President Clinton on a proposal for 3-time felons. Elected officials from both major parties are calling for mandatory 15-year prison terms. Prison officials say it's difficult to predict how many felons would stay in prison longer if Minnesota or the federal government adopts such a proposal. The prevailing theory behind the proposal is that there is a small number of repeat criminals, which account for a large part of the crimes committed. The decision by Arby's and Dairy Queen to end smoking in their restaurants is only the latest effort in the fight against secondhand smoke. The Minnesota Coalition for a Smoke-Free Environment is now looking at restricting smoking in common areas of condominiums and apartment buildings. The group's executive director is Judy Knapp.
That may not seem like a big deal to you and I, but if you live in an apartment building or a condominium, that's your home. And so we're trying to get legislation passed this session, actually, that would allow for areas that are common areas to be in compliance with the Clean Indoor Air Act.
Knapp says they are getting closer to their goal of eliminating secondhand smoke by the year 2000, but she admits they are losing ground in the battle against tobacco use by young people. She blames it on heavy advertising by the tobacco industry. The chair of the Chemical Abuse Prevention Resource Council is pushing for continued funding from the state of Minnesota for a violence prevention program. Barb Danielson is also recommending that chemical dependency treatment receive adequate coverage under any health care reform plan. The council, which is made up of state agency representatives and members of the legislature, is also calling for developing approaches to chemical dependency treatment for special populations. The city of Wilmar is joining a growing list of Minnesota cities buying legal insurance just in case they're accused of violating the state's open meeting law. City Clerk Kevin Halliday recommended buying the policy, after hearing about the size of legal fees paid out in Hibbing and other cities to defend open meeting lawsuits. The new policy is available through the League of Minnesota Cities. The Montevideo City Council has decided against buying the insurance. The city manager says if you obey the law, you have no need for the insurance. It is 4:33 for news and weather, plus talk shows that inform and entertain. It's WCCO News Talk 830. Just ahead, traffic and weather.